Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody Say. My name is MJ Omote and I welcome you to the podcast. How's everybody doing? I hope you're doing well. This week I've got an album review for you.
Let's talk music with MJ. Album review.
First thoughts.
Now, Mr. Easy needs no introduction at all when it comes to African music. He's one of the biggest African musicians right now. And you probably know some of his past hits such as Legova, Bankulize featuring Papi Kojo, Skin Tight featuring Efya, UG's Dance For Me, where he featured, and many more. Mr. Easy has an artist deal with Mad Decent, which is owned by Diplo of Major Lazer, and also has licensing deals with Universal Music Group Africa and Columbia Records UK, which were penned in 2018. His own label, Banku Music, and UMG Africa jointly released the Life is Easy Volume 2 Lagos to London project, which is the one that I'm going to be reviewing today. The title, Life is Easy Volume 2 Lagos to London, refers to Mr. Easy's musical journey as a Lagos boy now in London with the world at his feet, pretty much. Volume 2 follows the Volume 1 project, which really, I think, just cements Mr. Easy becoming a household name and finding himself, you know, in the UK, still doing Afrobeats.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
One of the hits to come out of this album is the phenomenal London Town, which features one of UK's most celebrated road rap or UK rap talents, Giggs. This hard-hitting track called London Town has a dark melodic synth and is something you would vibe to, I guess, you know, when you really want to psych up and just go for it, or maybe if you're at a party or out in the town, this is the kind of track you want to hear. Many times when African musicians collab with their Western counterparts, it sounds forced and unnatural, like they just had to make it work and this was the only opportunity, but not this collab. I think these two are really complementary, like, you know, a belt and a pair of pants, or like we say in Zim, bandine brugwa. It's just meant to be. You get songs such as Sufferhead, which features Tubaba, Two-Face Idibia, Pour Me Water, Yard and Chill, Property, and DaBaby alongside Malik Berry and Gunna's King Promise, which embody the pom-pom Afrobeat sound that burst onto the scene a few years back and became the mainstay for the genre. This is a sound that Mr. Easy has undoubtedly taken full advantage of and owned over the last 2 years, which has seen his star continue to rise. He is pretty much extremely comfortable within that space, so it just translates through his music. A favorite of mine on this album is Surrender featuring Simi, where Mr. Easy relies on simple but clever lyrics to stay on par with Simi's vocal brilliance. Her silky voice is a crown jewel, I'm telling you, when it comes to African music, and it sounds even better when she pairs up with someone else on a track, because that's when you really get to feel her voice, how good a voice is. I literally got goosebumps just listening to her voice, so this is easily one of my favorite tracks on Life is Easy Volume 2. Just looking at the track list, Life is Easy Volume 2 Lagos to London is littered, and I mean absolutely littered, with collaborations. The likes of Burna Boy, Diplo, Lady Donley, Moti, Chronix, Broda Shaggy, Sneakbo, Little Boys, and the other ones I mentioned earlier.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
When it comes to the musical compositions, they're quite Afrocentric and a cross between melodious smoothness and thumping drums that really command your attention and enjoyment. Mr. Easy's style is defined by pidgin English delivery. I could say with this deep voice that has just a chilled out, laid back, R&B-like influence on largely dance-worthy production. The quality of the music on this album is exceptional and nothing short of what I would expect from an artist of Mr. Easy's caliber, to be honest. One aspect that stood out for me was the varied difference between instrumentation on songs. No two songs sounded the same, and that's not easy to achieve on a 15-track album. I mean, this album is Mr. Easy at his versatile best, in my opinion. He has found that perfect balance, I would say, across, you know, that cross-cultural divide. He bridges that, especially as his music is easy to understand, while the overall compositions are easily consumed regardless of the kind of African music you listen to. It's something that you can just, you know, appreciate.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
I think this can partly be attributed to the fact that he has lived in different countries during his lifetime, and asserts that or those influences that he picked up in his music. It's really hard to find an Afrobeats album where pretty much every song is a hit or a hit in waiting, but Life is Easy Volume 2 achieves that and so much more. So I really, really highly recommend this album if you haven't listened to Mr. Easy before or if you just haven't listened to the album. Put it on your must-listen albums for 2019. It's available on various online platforms. And that's it for me, my good people. My name is MJ Uemoto, and I will catch you on the next show.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.